Blog Talk Radio.
Bounce. We're taking over something. Let's take them all, champ.
How are you? I cannot complain.
I mean, I don't know if I'm necessarily doing something or if somebody else is doing something, but we're doing it. How about that?
Okay. Sounds good to me.
How was your day at work today? I heard it was kind of long. It was kind of long, wasn't it?
Oh, it's still long. It's still long. Today was a complete and it was just a shit show. It was a shit show. That's what it was. It was a shit show. There's no other way to describe it.
Wow.
Just a shit show.
So I take it that although it may be a shit show, it was financially rewarding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah. So people getting fired. Yeah, it has its financial gain. Not so much for the people who got fired, but the people who didn't get fired.
I'm going to start calling your job Apple because the fucking turnover at your job is ridiculous, nigga. These niggas is in and out like a fucking turnstile. I'm fucking done.
Listen, hey, you gotta know what you're doing and who you're doing in front of, man. You can't be out here embarrassing people's good names out here in these streets. Yeah, and you know there are certain people out here in the world who don't care for stuff like that, and yeah, they gonna make sure that you know that they don't care for stuff like that.
And then how about this? And then on top of that, you got certain people who don't care for the fact that you are now delinquent in your responsibility to occupy this shift and do this job. So those people are going to ask for that time and do it responsibly when your funky ass act like you don't know you're supposed to be at work. So I'm going to ask for that time. You got people like that, too.
There you go. That's how that works, too.
Yeah. We know some people like that, too. I know we know some people like that.
Oh, I'm one of those people. Oh, for real? You don't want to come to work? Okay. Like today, it was a prime example. I knew that today was going to be a shit show last week. There was a gentleman who was trying to get rid of his shift, and nobody wanted to pick it up. I didn't really necessarily want to go to my other job, so I said, let me go ahead and be diligent and pick up this shift. They told me, no, you got too many hours. No, you can't. Okay. All right. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to buy my time, and I'm going to wait. And then at 1 o'clock today, oh, where is such and such? Where is so-and-so? Oh, well, they called out because they couldn't come in. Oh. Look at this. Look at this here. Looks like you need someone to stay, huh? Yeah, just for an hour, though. Really?
What do we have here?
Okay. An hour, huh? Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, because so-and-so, so-and-so comes in at 4, and they're going to come in and da-da-da-da. Oh, okay. Cool. You think they're coming in at 4, huh? You think they're not going to the private event that we having at the job? Okay. That's cute.
Hey, black folks.
That's cute. Hello. Hello.
Oh, yeah. I'm tired. But I'm here.
Yeah.
Glad you could join us.
Listen, you should. You hush your lips right now. I appreciate you for being here.
Listen, I'm here. I just don't know nothing.
But I love the shut up, but I appreciate you.
Right. And here I go, the smartest dumb nigga you know.
Oh, God. Well, I tell y'all, I'm motherfucking tired. This whole time zone.
How many different time zones did you change today?
Just the one, but I've been up since 3 a.m. Central Time.
Lord.
It's about to be 3. It's almost 3 a.m. Eastern Time. Somewhere. Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Can you repeat that last sentence you said? It's almost what?
3 a.m. Eastern time. It's closer to 3 a.m. Eastern time than it is from Central.
Did you really just say it's almost 3 a.m. Eastern time? Did you really just say that?
You know how tired I am? I probably did,
No, I don't doubt your tiredness. I don't. I just don't like when people be trying to exaggerate to make their point.
You exaggerate to make your point, not shut up.
You know I exaggerate to make my point, but I'm not people, I'm person. The fuck, nigga?
Lord.
And you can't say nothing because you let him drive the car. You can't say nothing because you let him drive the car.
See what I'm saying? I got the keys, nigga. I got the keys.
I got the keys too. What are you talking about? I'm logged in.
Wait, Taylor, check this out. And since I got the information, nigga, technically I would have made a copy of the keys, nigga. You ain't getting it back, neither.
Oh, Lord. Good God. This is what I get.
Yo, let me ask y'all a question. What would y'all do if y'all found out y'all had a house guest that came by? And, you know what I'm saying, you was like, yeah, take the key, you know what I'm saying, I'll be back in the morning, you know what I'm saying, do whatever. And you find out that motherfucker made a copy of your house key. How would you feel?
It's boost the ass. I'm whooping ass. That's it. Yeah. Ain't nothing else to that. No. I'm whooping ass. That's it. That's just it.
You find out this motherfucker come by, you come home, they in your house. Yeah, I was just checking to see if I had any mail. Any mail, nigga? What the fuck you mean? And how the fuck did you get in? Yeah, I made a copy when you had gave me.
You
want to fight?
So you
want to
fight?
That's crazy. Ask what you said, boot the backside?
Yeah, I said boost to asses. Boost to asses. That's it. I'm whooping ass.
I mean, but they were just doing it so to save you the time of having to come open the door for them in the future.
Yeah, no. Nope.
Yeah, no.
No. That's no. Mm-mm. We're not doing
you
that.
Stupid.
Okay. Did y'all do the disclaimer?
No,
oh, no,
go ahead, do it. And I'm about to hit Dre.
Thank you.
My nigga. I got the keys. I got the keys.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I can tell because I've been sitting there waiting since like damn 30.
No, you ain't. Stop lying. You went on it on 10:30.
Thank you, Imaj. Thank you, Imaj. This nigga lying.
I was outside fighting the ghost. I was in the host queue.
Hey, yo, Dre, put it like this. It took you the amount of, you were on hold the amount of time it takes me to roll a blunt. And anybody who
Lord,
knows me
where is
knows
the
that
disclaimer?
Ain't a long time.
Put the Lord.
Oh, my bad.
We didn't do this.
I was rolling.
We drink. Because
one of us smoked.
He said inappropriate things. That nigga over there smoked and shot. And so tonight we're gonna talk about, you know how sometimes you be like, you know what? I wanna say something, but I ain't gonna say it because one, if I say it I might lose my job. Two, if I say it I might have to punch somebody. You know, shit like that. Why does this tank top feel so tight? What the hell?
Cause your titties.
I need to take my bra off. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Somebody had to say it though. Somebody had to say it.
Lord.
I do say that.
I mean, sometimes.
Okay, not sometimes.
I was just following the subject.
You know, sometimes you just don't say shit. Like that nigga over there. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Just, so, am I the only one who have moments like this? No, I actually I had a moment like that today. I did. I had a moment like that today. I had to catch myself on the phone. The lady had called and asked if we was open. I said, we're open 7 days a week. She said, what about Saturday? I said, we are open 7 days a week. She said,
hey, but
to
you
me,
want some bullshit, though. But you want some bullshit. Not to cut you off, but to cut you off is much easier, much more succinct, and to the point for you to have just said yes.
I did say yes when she first asked me. I said, yes, we are open 7 days a week.
I said, just say yes. I didn't say that yes. There's some other shit behind it. I said, just. Nigga, just. That means simply. One word, single
color. Why do you sound like a monster?
I've been smoking all day. I'm sorry. No pain in your mind. Please continue. I'm sorry.
So she asked me again. So she said, Saturday. I said, yes, we are open 7 days a week. So meaning all the days of the week we're open. Yeah. All 7 days. All 7 days we are open. This woman proceeded to ask me. She proceeded to ask me, so if you're open on Saturday, does that mean you're open on Sunday? Yes. We are open 7 days a week.
You should just call her stupid and hung up.
And then she went, she said, so if you're open 7 days a week, I said, we are open 7 days a week, ma'am. So that means at any day you can come in here and ride one of the damn rides or go to one of the stores in the mall. She said, but what if I said, you know what? You have a good day. And I didn't even answer her next question. I just hung up. You have a good day. Because
now you
work
in customer service in the mall?
Huh?
You work in customer service in the mall?
Yes. The mall has, like, it's like Mall of America, but it's in New Jersey. So it's got all that other extra shit in it. And, yeah. So people be calling about everything in the mall, and it'd be like, you didn't have to call for that. Because when you go to our website, it takes you through so many different steps to get to the phone number that chances 9-10 times out of 10, you already looked at the answer to your question, but you called guest services to get the answer that you just could have found. You could have found your answer easily, easier than it would be for you to get this phone number. And today was the day. Because, I mean, it was just call after call with, like, wow. You really called here to ask that. You called here to ask that. Okay. So, Is this a mall or is this a theme park? We are a mall that has a theme park inside. So is it on the outside or the inside? Bitch, I just said.
You know what though? A part of me, and I'm trying not to be a dick, but I can't help it. A part of me is saying, nah, son, you gotta have some more. You know what I'm saying? Something with you than that. Yes, inside, and you know, it's you don't have to worry about the elements because the inside the mall is not your typical theme park. It's outside and it's too hot and it's too cold. You don't have to worry about the
weekend.
You gotta give some of that, mama. You gotta give it. Where's it at?
No.
Where's your professionalism?
That's what the website is for. The website gives you all those answers. Every single one of those questions is on that goddamn website. The same website that you went, like you had to spend 15 minutes trying to find this phone number for, you passed every single answer to every single one of your questions. I promise you.
All right, so listen.
I promise you you did.
I don't want to make it seem like I'm the fucking the shit at my job, neither. I shortcut to the motherfucker myself. Don't get twisted. But, and y'all may have, y'all two especially, may have had a glimpse into this, but I just had a glimpse into this today for the first time. This nigga was cursing on the plane. That shit was hilarious.
What is going on with your phone? Why do you sound like Megatron?
Exactly. I don't know what's going on with your phone.
Why do you sound like Megatron?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do I still sound like Megatron?
No.
No, you sound much better now.
Okay, yeah, it's that bullshit. It's the Apple fucking products, nigga. Fucking Apple.
Mm-mm.
Fucking bullshit.
Awesome.
Yo, this nigga was cursing on the plane.
I was on the plane by myself.
Hilarious.
I was on the plane by myself.
I don't give a fuck if you built the plane and the shit was in the hangar and you cursed on it then. The shit was still fucking funny, nigga. What the fuck is this? We don't even need this shit. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, she lost it. She lost it on the plane.
So let me.
She found it.
What happened? Let me tell you what happened. So that
okay,
way you can understand my
happened.
Reaction.
Tell us what happened.
So every time our planes land, we get catering. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In Philly, we have to put up our own catering. In Charlotte, catering comes in. They do everything. We move out the way. They take care of it. That's that. I'm Charlotte-based. That's what I'm used to. Well, I get on my plane, and there's a bag of ice that's now a puddle.
Nothing wrong.
Let me finish so you can understand. Just keep in mind, right now, we're not really doing service. Service is upon request only. So that means I'm not getting out no cart. I'm not doing none of that. You can ask me for stuff, and I'll bring it to you. But we shouldn't be running out of shit for you to be having to order this shit. So the previous flight attendant takes it upon themselves and orders, like, six things of cookies, some funky-ass peanuts, pretzels, water. I said, we ain't even doing no fucking service. What is wrong with these people? There's a puddle of water in my galley where the ice has been sitting. I had to call the cleaners back to say, hey, y'all need to clean this up because I have nothing to clean this with. So what he heard was me walking into my plane and seeing this shit. And I was like, yo, the fuck? We don't even need this shit. Why are you even giving us catering stuff and we're not even doing fucking service? Like, what is this? Who ordered this shit? Like,
I'm going off. I was. I was. And keep in mind, my captain is in the cockpit. And he said, hey, what's wrong with you? He's like, and keep in mind, I've flown with this captain before. And he was like, I ain't never heard you talk like this. I said, because they pissed me off.
The funny shit
and
is,
was the one
when
who,
the pilot came out, she was still rude, but her tone changed. She's like, what the fuck is this guy? I don't know what the fuck is going on here, pal, but they got to get their shit together.
Oh, no.
She
was being medium hood. She wasn't being full hood, but she was being medium hood.
you know, somebody could be a light-skinned black. She was being a dark-skinned white.
Oh, and then Then when the cleaners came, they was like, what's going on? We already cleaned this plane. I was like, do you not see that puddle? She was all the way up in the front of the plane. I was in the back doing my security stuff. And I was like, I'm not about to scream up this plane. I'm about to walk down here. She was like, we cleaned this plane already. I said, you don't see that puddle of water in my galley? She was like, that was not there when we came in before. I was like, I need that up now. I'm not going to have nobody slipping all over these floors.
So before all that happened, I was like, it sounds like you got a lot going on over there. I'm going to let you go. And I got the fuck off the phone. Because I was like, I don't want to be a witness. I don't want to be a snitch or a corroborator or a witness or nothing. So I just left
my my name is Bennett, and I'm not in it. You hear me, y'all? I don't know.
You heard me.
Listen,
I don't know.
I can't stand going to see it for just that reason right there. Like, why would you do this? Why? You didn't do no service. Then I had to figure out where to put the stuff because I ain't even had no room to put the shit because guess what you already had snacks.
Put that shit in your fucking walk on.
I gave a bag of peanuts and stuff to the FO and then she was like, well, I ate the three out of the bag and I don't want no more. I said, okay. So I ended up giving it to the ground crew when we got here to Wilmington.
Yeah,
I was like,
the fucking...
a bag of peanuts in there.
You know what I'm saying? I know they got to have some homeless peanut people.
My damn people gotta be homeless. Some people get the same type of benefits I do. So they fly for free too.
You stupid. Matter of fact, they got the ultimate. Yo, my man was talking about getting a job at the airport 3 days a week, and he would get the airline benefits. He was like, "Yo, son, I go get," because we work 4 days a week. So he was trying to get a job on 3 days off at the airport to get airline privileges. I was like, this nigga is hustling.
Yeah.
That is so niggerish and smart at the same time.
That is so
exactly.
Smart. I like that.
Ew. The only reason he couldn't do it is because we go on call. And he couldn't be at the airport and on call at the same time.
That's like me when if I'm off, well, if I'm on call and it's a regular on call, I could go to Walgreens and work, but if they call me, I gotta leave.
Right. Like I got to go, and y'all can fire me if y'all want to. But this is my benefits and my 401k. I got to go.
Yeah.
I'm just applying CVS.
Not
allowed
to
fuck
it.
Nigga, I go to your competitor. I got the same skill set. They'll understand.
A girl that she had reached out to me about working. Well, she wanted to be a flight attendant. She actually got a ramp agent job. And she was like, but I get the same benefits. And I said, yeah, you do. You do. You can fly for free just like I do. I said, but you do the hard shit. I don't do nothing hard at all.
You're
I'm not
stupid,
throwing the bags or nothing.
Jump over
you want me to?
It's
right. And put up cases.
I'm not putting the bag. I'm not doing
that. I'm not lifting no goddamn bag. I'm not doing that shit. Like, every now and again, an older person might be like, can you lift my bag for me? I'm like, okay, that's fine. But don't you young people ask me shit.
Like, bitch, I am shorter than you. How am I going to get that up there?
Oh, Lord. I'm shorter than you.
Look, listen, I'm not listening. On my plane, I'm tall. You better leave me alone.
She
and
said,
then my homegirl, she
up in the air, she's
got a... I'm tall.
She said, when she up in the air, she tall. Okay, Ron? That's what she said. She said, when she up in the air, she tall.
Thank you.
See, if I can look down on you, I'm taller than you.
Listen. And I just don't think... So, here's one of those moments where I wish I could say something. I'm just so sick of people getting on my plane, talking about, oh, it's so small. I've never been on a plane this small. You live in West Podunk, Kentucky. And you
not
think you're about to get on a 737. Shut up.
And not East Podunk.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
I heard it.
You live. Shut up. You live in fucking Portland, Maine. I was so small. Where the fuck you think you're going?
Not Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Maine. Mate, we're not even going over there. Fred is going to be going to say cold-ass motherfucking Milwaukee. Yeah, I just came from.
Well, all three
no,
of them
St. Louis
cold.
Too.
Both Portland and Milwaukee.
Exactly.
Yeah, they
and
all.
And you're talking about, oh, it's a little thing. It's a little thing. Bitch.
You should have drove.
No,
all right. So I got one. So y'all know what I'm saying. Well, my job, I'm in my truck, so I'll boom up sometime working on shit on the poles. And a lot of time you got to do like if you want like a thin road or it's a curve or it's a hill, you need somebody to do traffic control. You know what I mean? Because motherfuckers be zooming mm-hmm. around these corners. And whether I'm up in my bucket doing some work and looking down or whether I'm doing traffic control, helping somebody else, what I realize, or either whether I'm just driving on the street because I'm higher up in my truck, motherfuckers driving on their phones is fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, if for one fucking day I could just be the phone police, son, just one fucking day I want to be the phone police. These motherfuckers driving and texting. Not even driving and talking. They driving and texting. These niggas ain't even driving and texting. They driving and scrolling social media. Are you fucking kidding me? You scrolling social media while you fucking driving? Yeah, yo. That shit, my man almost got hit. He got this big stop sign, and this Asian chick, she driving, and she on her phone, and the cones is out, and she hit like the first three cones, like boom.
How you hit three of them after you hit the first one? You still wasn't paying attention.
Well, she started slowing down before she hit the first one. But
okay.
Because she was going so fast, you know what I'm saying? She hit boom, boom, boom. Know what I'm saying? He was at about the seventh cone. So just think, if the cones are, they're supposed to be 10 feet apart, but he probably had about 6 feet apart, let's just say.
Six times four, that's 20. That bitch was 24 feet. That ain't but four people away from me. Bitch, you close in a speeding car. That's pissing yourself
mm-hmm.
close right there. Know what I'm saying? So, yo, that shit be killing me just to see how we be so reckless. And I really can't throw too many stones. I've never scrolled social media driving, and I've only texted in a rare occasion. You know what I mean? But it's still reckless as shit, and I need to not fucking ever do it again. But, yo, we be bugging on these roads on these phones. I just be wanting to slap the shit out of people sometimes, man.
No, that is absolutely true. That is very, very true. I live by a freeway. So there is
even though what we do is
not that freeway. So it leads to 280, and people they legit just run that light that's right there. Like they run the light. Like I've seen some of the worst car accidents where, you know, they run the light trying to get on 280, and people are coming across and they're not paying attention. So yeah, I seen a garbage truck hit a school bus. It was early in the morning. The garbage truck was trying to get on 280. The school bus was coming across the street, and the garbage truck hit it. Thank God there were no children on the bus.
Thank you.
There were no children on the bus, and it was only the bus driver and the bus aide. And luckily, nobody got hurt.
Thank God only the adults died.
No. Nobody got hurt. But it's just like, they love to run that light. Like, I don't understand. Cause you only getting on 280. It ain't even like you going far.
Yeah, you in there some crazy shit. One time, me and my coworker Ronaldo, we driving down 50. So we driving, and he calls me on my phone. He said, "Ron, you see this?" So what? He said, "Look at the Subaru next to you on your left hand side." So he speeds up a little bit. It's a dude next to us in the left lane. So if we're in the middle lane, he's in the left lane, which is the fast lane. Okay, so obviously he's not going fast if this big bucket truck can go past him so I can get up and meet him. The nigga is on his phone, holding the phone with his right hand, doing sign language with his left hand, and driving with his fucking knee. I was done. I was done at that point. The nigga is holding his phone in his right hand and doing sign language with his left hand. I was fucking done. What are you doing, sir? You need to stop immediately.
I guess.
Yeah, so that shit, you know, sometimes you just want to smack the shit out somebody when they be on the fucking phone on the fucking while you driving. Just drive, nigga. Drive. You'll be there soon enough. Am I getting old? Do I sound like an old person when I say shit like that?
No. You are old, nigga. It's not like you're getting old, nigga. You old. Nigga,
you said, Dre?
I almost got clipped twice today. This bitch didn't know where she was going, and basically, it's just like when me and Bestie be together, right? And she would be driving, and she'd be like, look, in the wrong damn lane. You don't know where the fuck they going. So that's her key when she driving wrong. So if a motherfucker cut her off and they're in the wrong lane where they stop and hit the signal light and then they don't turn and they're supposed to turn, and she'd be like, so I had a bestie moment today. So I'm coming by A&T. I'm chilling. I'm in the right lane, and this bitch just kept hitting her goddamn brakes, but her signal light stayed on for about 2 miles. And I was like, look at this bitch. Don't know where the fuck she's going. Get the fuck out the way, bitch. And I was like, I was like, damn. I sound like fucking bestie. Like, that shit annoyed the fuck out of me today.
Yeah, that shit's annoying. How did the bitch almost kill you?
Oh, this motherfucker, she damn kept pumping her brake. Then she was in the right lane, right? She gets all the way over. She cut off me and four other cars and got all the way over to the fucking left lane. Then the bitch jumped the curve, trying to turn, because everybody was blowing the horn.
Jumped the curve.
Yeah.
I'm done. So, yeah. Oh, all right, so is it that, or do they just need to give motherfuckers real driving lessons?
Some people just
right, so you got to, pardon me, not real driving lessons, real driving tests, to really test motherfuckers if they know how to drive. Yo, son, y'all live in North Carolina. Y'all give fucking driving fucking license in one day. There's no way that you could fucking assess whether somebody...
Okay, so they only ask you to do certain things on the driving test. Like, first you have the written test or whatever. Then you have the driving test. On the driving test, you got to be able to back up. You got to be able to parallel park, and you have to be able to follow. What?
I got my license in North Carolina. All I had to do was pull into the spot. I ain't have to parallel park.
Oh, no. When I got my license, I had to know how to.
Yeah, you had the back.
I got my license in 2000.
Right, I got my license.
I've been driving But I'm saying that's what it was when I was getting my license. I had to parallel park.
And I'm saying
what
it is.
I'm punching you in your face.
Oh, shoot. I love you. But, yeah, that's some bullshit. They don't really test motherfuckers if they know how to drive. Can you do the bare minimum? All right, give me money. No, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that about? These niggas out here is reckless in these cars. It's like that in Jersey, Taylor.
She had to mute her phone line. She had to go back to work.
Oh, okay. My bad. But I ain't paying attention. I got that computer closed. Should I open it back? You know I can't be responsible for more than 30, 40 minutes at a time. I'm sorry. My bad. My apologies. But yeah, so. All right, so boom. Dre, I got something I'm gonna send you. I want you to hear it. So
word.
I went on this website and matter of fact I can send it to you while I'm on this. I went on this website and I start getting people to do some work. You know what I'm saying? On Fiverr. Right? So I'm looking at people, and some people are charging one price, and some people are charging another price. And I'm looking at the people who are charging certain prices, and I'm looking at what makes somebody think that they are fucking worth $80 when somebody just as talented as you is offering that same thing for $7. Like, what makes you stand out? I don't know. I'm asking y'all. Can y'all tell me something that'll make somebody stand out?
I don't know, maybe.
It depends on what they want them to do. So what would they ask for? Like, what would they want
A logo. I want you to put together a logo. I'm giving you the parameters of what I want on the logo. I'm giving you the feel of the logo, and I'm giving you, know what I'm saying, the color scheme that I want. I'm giving you, know what I'm saying, the ingredients. I'm saying make me an omelet.
I guess the ones that they're charging the most, they probably think they better. You know, sometimes when it comes to doing the logo shit, a lot of motherfuckers will get the, well, damn, they're using the product, but they won't pay. They'll tell you they're going to give it to you, but they don't give it to you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, because I'm not saying that you shouldn't have, you know what I'm saying, value to what you bring to the table. I'm not saying that at all. You know what I'm saying? You should know your worth. But, like, nigga. And then what made me really the maddest, so one person charged one price, and they gave me something, and I was very pleased with it. And somebody charged six times that amount, and I paid that amount too. And they had some bullshit.
It always work that way when you down. It's always the one that's the cheapest, they do it the best because they basically trying to get their shit out there. And they feel like, you know what I'm saying, if I do a great-ass job with this motherfucker, he going to tell motherfuckers, and then that's going to get me on.
See what I'm saying?
By many times, the motherfucker that's charging you the most is doing the damn most and still fuck it up.
Yo, I went on Fiverr. The chick did a logo for me for $5. It came out to $7.38, I think, when they charged a little administrative fee. And it just felt right to just double it with a tip. You know what I'm saying? So it came out to $14 and change. The next nigga charged $38.
I thought 30, because I did him first. I thought $38 was pretty fair. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, $40, I get my shit. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Then I saw her for $5. I was like, well, I can't say no to $5 after I just spent $38. You know what I mean? I got both of them back, and now I'm mad that I even entered into the contract with this $38 fuckboy.
But yeah, I mean, it is what it is, I guess. Dre, you got your phone next to you? Of course you do. That was a stupid question. Look at your, your phone. I sent you something.
All right, I got you.
All right. Sorry, so Amaz, you ain't got nothing else for us?
I'm trying to understand why these niggas are stupid. So, okay, let me stop y'all for a second. So, niggas be acting like I ain't cute or whatever, and I can't date somebody else when they acting stupid, right? Because, nigga, I ain't ugly at all. And so this dude was like, hey, the next time you're home, you want to go to dinner. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't know next time, even though I do know when I'm going to be home. I don't know how long I'm going to be home for. Because I pops in and I pops my little ass back out. And so today, he was like, it's so nice outside. I think I'm going to get off work early and just go spend the day outside. You should be home so we can spend time together. Skirt, nigga, you need to stay your ass at the workplace.
Did you hit the screw?
No. You need to stay your ass at the workplace. For the simple fact that never will I ever call off my job to come sit and look at you. Is you going to pay me my hourly rate for sitting here looking at you?
You telling me you ain't never took a day off of some pain?
Some shit that I like, not no nigga that's just trying to get to know me. Nigga,
you
I don't even like you.
Is stupid.
Why I gotta be stupid?
You is stupid.
How am I stupid?
But I'm sorry, it's me.
Just explain to me how I'm stupid, and I will be like, oh, you might be right, or
no, you
might be wrong. Now, nigga, the fuck? I would never in my life. No, I won't. No, I'm not. Especially, like I said, especially not from no nigga that I don't know. Like, no. What? What?
I'm done.
I don't even like people. And one matter of fact, I was telling Crazy Pants about it. He was like, oh, that's cute. I said, you know I'm not interested. So what are you talking about? He was like, oh, yeah, you just wanted to go eat. I know you well enough. I'm like, shut up. But then I was like, I don't even want to sit and eat with no nigga. Like, I don't even want to sit and eat with no nigga that just want to get out of work just because you just want to get out of work. Nigga, do your job. Huh?
Wait. So that's what you took from it, that he just want to eat? It's not that he wanted to spend time with you?
I said I just wanted to go get something to eat. I don't even want to spend time with the nigga. Matter of fact, I'll meet you there. I'm going to take my plate to go. You have a good day.
You stupid. You know what? I'm done. I'm not fucking with you.
Why are you? What are you?
No, where my light at?
I don't know. Where you standing?
I'm not doing this. No, it's in my hand right now.
What did I do?
I don't need it no more.
But yeah, like, I
know. You ain't do nothing. You ain't do nothing. I'm sorry, it's all my fault, 'cause you ain't do nothing.
Like, these niggas, I don't know what these niggas be made of. Like, I don't know what you want to do, right? You could have seen my face when this nigga was texting me. I was like, what? And I ain't answer no text messages back. So he called. I was like, I'm still not. I said, I'm in the middle of boarding. Oh, I was going to text message you first. No, nigga, you didn't think that shit through. You know what? I ain't even say the number in my phone. I'm about to delete and block that shit because I'm not about to do it.
I mean, sounds what? Like an interesting problem to have.
No, it's not because I just don't. And then he was like, oh, yeah, there was a picture on your Facebook page that I really liked. No, well, which one was it? Which one? He was like, oh, you had on something red and some red shoes. I said, I know you lying. He was like, what? I said, I know you lying. I said, because I don't have no pictures with me, no red shoes. I said, because I just bought some red shoes, and I ain't even worn yet.
Off back, the first thing, this is just for anybody who wants some game. You ever say some dumb shit like that, and the woman be like, what picture, and she call you a bluff? Off back, say either the one with the bathing suit or the black and white picture.
And then I would have been like, well, which bathing suit was it?
Come on now, you know the bathing suit. Appeal to her ego. You know the baby suit.
Which one
you think you look sexiest in? Come on, son. Don't do this to me. I've been in this game for years.
Do you know how many fucking swimsuits I got?
I know, but you go say one of them eventually. I'm going to corn you into saying one before I say one. Nigga, you go admit it before I lie.
You got to wake up real early. You got to wake up at least at midnight to try to get me.
Nigga, your day starts at midnight.
Wait, right. Like, you ain't been asleep, nigga. Nigga, you got to wake up real early and go sleep. Good. Ain't no, because I'm still going to be like, well, which one was it? I mean, I need to be real. I need to hear real specifically which one was it.
Shit, you were hitting somebody else, nigga. Mm-hmm.
Well, then guess what? Guess what, nigga? You a lie.
you a lie.
Now I know you fucking lie.
What I'm saying, so, if a motherfucker wanted to spend time with you, know what I'm saying? He go take it how he could get it. Whether you want to, know what I'm saying, eat, go play pool. I've been fiending to go play pool for the longest, nigga.
No,
I was about to go play today, but I went to the gym instead. I say all that to say that if somebody was like, well, if I was single, of course. You know what I'm saying? That being there. But why would you not want to, know what I'm saying, go play pool? Go, you know what I'm saying, to the fucking, I want to go to the mall to go get me some such and such. All right, come on, I'll go with you. Knowing damn well he don't want to go, he just want to spend time with you, baby.
One, I don't go to the mall. Two, I'm not, it was the whole, I'm going to leave work early, that turned me off. Like, why are you leaving work early in the middle of winter? It's not even spring. Ain't shit to do outside.
You know what, you stupid. She said the middle of winter. I'm done with you. She's in the middle of winter. Like, nigga, it's cold outside. You got to put long johns on to enjoy the elements. Like, what the fuck, nigga?
Nigga, listen. And when I get home, it... Honestly, I'm going to tell you what I do. No, I'm not going to tell you what I do because then some other people might be listening and they might want to tell my business. I don't know. But
you see her?
Uh-huh. I saw a message. I didn't close her out. None. She's still on the line. She just had to unmute her phone. But... I literally, when I get home, I don't sleep good, for one, when I get home. So I usually go to my quiet sleeping place that's not my home and sleep there. And then that, and then the next day or so, I'm back out. I'm gone. So, nigga, I don't want to add no new niggas to no shit. Because I got my team. My team knows how to act. It's very rare that I have to show out on them niggas. There's only one I got to show out on because he act like he's special. And I be trying to tell that little nigga, I will replace your ass quick. Keep fucking with me and I will. But yeah, no, I don't want to get to know my new people. I don't even like these motherfuckers.
Hey, yo, Dre.
You? Yep.
I'm fucking sick.
Why?
Because this nigga got more testosterone than both of us right now. Now, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in a relationship. But this nigga is throwing her dick around, son. She said, I got my team, nigga. She said, I got my team. I'm comfortable. I don't need nobody rocking the boat. Everybody know their position.
I don't
need a new power forward.
I don't know why y'all don't believe me when I tell you. She's more nigga than half these niggas. Y'all think I'll be lying. That's why I be telling them motherfuckers. Hook me up with your best friend, nigga. No, because you're going to be crying in your sleep and you is not coming to me with that bullshit. Why she don't call me? Why she don't text me? Why she be ignoring me when she sees me out in public? Nigga, cry me a goddamn river, Justin Timberlake. I don't want to hear it because I told you that. I told you. And then she gets, look, then she'll tell me, why you be telling them about me? Why you be warning them? Nigga, you need a caution sign.
Not a caution sign. God damn. Damn. We need a warning label.
I think that might be her next shirt I make. Get that motherfucker say caution. Don't even think about it. At the bottom of that motherfucker.
And look, I mean, if they approach me, they'll figure it out on their own. But they just, I'm like, I'm fine.
Exactly. Look, hey, wrong. She read one of my homeboys so bad, right? She read this nigga so bad. And then this nigga, I goes to work the next day. This nigga comes to me like he was, because at this point he was my supervisor. So he comes to me to now work. He pulls me to the side. He's like, yo, I need to talk to you for a minute. I'm thinking I done did something fucked up at work. I'm thinking I done told some shit or I done sent the wrong shit on the back of a truck or something. This nigga. Hey, man, I need to talk to you about something. I'm like, okay, what's up, man? My heart pumping like a motherfucker. Hey, man, can you get your girl to talk to me, man? I just want to talk to her. I'm like, nigga, you're scared the fuck out of me. You got my stomach in a knot. I'm about to get the fucking 5 years be talking about her. What the fuck wrong with you? Like, God damn, then I have to think about you.
What the fuck wrong with you?
You got a whole wife at your house. You, what the fuck? Why are you crying over her? It's just something about her, man. It's like that night when I seen her boss, this man, and she had that fur on, and it's just something about her, man. She was so oiled up and greasy. I'm like, man, this nigga here.
Did he say oiled up and greasy?
Wrong.
That's
she
what
had
he said. He said oiled up and greasy.
Oiled up and greasy. She got this green dress. I think it's green with the fur attached to it. Like
no, it's okay. Okay, so the dress, the fur is not attached to it. The fur is actual scarf. It's actually the picture that we use for our profile. I have the scarf on in that profile picture, and I have on a white dress. So
either way it goes, she had that shit on, right? It wasn't even homecoming. She supposed to went to a white party with some other homegirls.
I did. Okay, so it was a white dress. So I did go to a white party with my friend Latasha. No. I went to her birthday party, and I came to the white party at Boston's.
Because
yeah,
I fell up in this motherfucker looking like a light-skinned Chinese doll. She had her hair pulled all up and shit, eyes all gapped, and it was my nigga's birthday. So he was hyped.
Lord have mercy. Did he say that? Lord.
But he was hyped.
Hold up.
Because I had just told this nigga, I was like, yo, she ain't coming because she went somewhere else. He walking around that motherfucker all sad and shit. She walks in the door. This nigga comes up dancing. Hunching. Bobby Brown. Pebble chip. This nigga, I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? I didn't even know she was in the building. She's like, that's my girl right there. I look. She comes through. Hey, y'all. This nigga. The whole time. So, he's smiling like a chess cat, right? Now, remind you, it's his birthday. This nigga done got sloppy pissing drunk. He goes back there to the back to talk to this nigga. This dumb motherfucker falls asleep at the table.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Then he wakes up, and he's like, where'd she go? Now, by this time, when he asked me where did she go, I'm coming out the bathroom. So when they ask me where she at, she's on the dance floor, because 9 times out of 10, they're either playing Go-Go or Nucky Your Buck, because she got or Black Rock Walk. So when them phones come along, she got some dance. So this nigga's like, where'd she go? I said, she's on the floor. This nigga, pissy drunk, halfway asleep, stumbling through the whole goddamn crowd to get up there and dance with. He gets up there and dance by probably two, 3 minutes. I look over there. This motherfucker then grabbed it. He all hugged up on his shit, dancing and shit, looking at me, grinning like a motherfucker. Okay. They go back to the table. I come back up to the back again. This nigga is asleep a goddamn again. I'm like, what the fuck? The next day, was it the next day when he called you and then you broke that shit down and told him that you was in school and all this other shit?
He had sent me an inbox on Facebook.
After she read this nigga, Ron, told him what was up, he was scared to respond. This nigga, instead of him responding to her, this nigga texted me. He was like, yo, I don't know what to say to her. I said, what you talking about? He said he sent me the screenshot of what she said. I'm sitting there holding my head like, God damn. So this nigga was like, I don't know, man. I'm nervous. She makes me nervous. So then he finally gets the balls up, the fucking damn inbox her back. It was too late. Block and delete.
Oh, my God.
Nigga on Facebook. Block the phone number.
Because I gave him my phone number, and he was like, the reason why I ended up blocking his number because he was like, who is this? The fuck? Who is this? No, you don't know who is this to me. I said, oh, okay, so you don't know who I am. So I was like, this is Jamie. And he was like, who is Jamie? I said, oh, you don't know Jamie. I said, okay, you have a wonderful evening, delete and block.
And that day right there.
Yeah.
That day right there, Ron, not only did she delete and block him, there was two other niggas that came out of left field that got deleted and blocked too. I'm sitting there, I get up, right? I wake up. I'm like, what you doing? Not sitting there blocking niggas and deleting numbers out of my phone. I said, huh? She said, your boy deleted, blocked. Then she called out two other niggas, deleted, blocked. I was like, I was just in a matter of like 2 hours. I didn't even think of getting out. I mean, what the fuck? She went on a delete, block, and spree. And now when I see this nigga, he comes up. This nigga acts like he lost his wife. Now, remind you, his wife.
Man, what my girl look to, man? She don't even talk to me no more, man.
This nigga tells me to tell her that he's sorry every fucking time he sees. I can talk to this nigga right now. I guarantee you this motherfucker's first response with my girl. That he won't say, you know what I'm saying, how you doing, Dre? You know what I'm saying? I see you had a little health scare. This nigga, with my girl at? With my girl at? And remind you, this nigga ain't did nothing but dance and got a good hug and he got a little booty rub when they were dancing outside at homecoming like 5-6 years ago. He ain't kissed her. He ain't did nothing else.
I'm glad you said that, Stella.
Like,
so, Imaj,
a booty
is that snitching?
Is that snitching when a nigga talk about a booty rub from 5 years ago? Is that considered snitching?
Yes. Yeah. Five years ago.
What is that?
Yeah. The fucking truth. Now, just imagine. No. He got all of that and never got the draws or even got a kid. If this nigga would have got the draws, man, oh, he probably would have been out here on one of these bridges. Get ready to jump.
Oh, Lord.
It's that serious. You think I'm lying? I swear to God. This nigga, he would see her and he would get sad. Like, he don't know what to do. And I'm like, nigga, how you he older, he's like a year or two older than me. Like, nigga, you damn near 50 and you get shook when you see her? Like, what the fuck? You supposed to
be nigga.
That damn
I, admit, I made a lasting impression on that nigga.
I'm surprised this nigga ain't get fucking offensive. What you mean when you see her? Who the fuck you mean?
I leave a lasting impression on every single person I come across, whether good or bad. But guess what? It don't matter. They
can
still
you
come back.
Can you please
stick
your dick out your own mouth? Can you please do that? Can you please stop sucking yourself?
Whether good or bad, I leave an impression. This is like,
nigga,
I mean,
everybody who I ever met always remember me.
I can't disagree with you.
I can't disagree with you. I just think it's, you know what I'm saying? It's interesting.
But the thing is, Ron, I don't even be trying.
I mean, I remember you.
Shut up, stupid. I legit beat. If I'm going to, keep in mind, I ain't been to the club and I don't know how long at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Not in Greensboro. I've been to the club in Charlotte, but I ain't been to the club in Greensboro. And hey, I had some Casamigos, Dabulio, and the Pepper Tron. You better leave me alone.
She got her drink, and her juice up. Her drink, and her juice up. Got her drink, and her juice up.
Exactly. I don't be bothering nobody in the club. When I dance in the club, I don't be trying to dance with nobody. I be in my own little zone. I just happy to dance with that sucker.
Yo, I hate when women say dumb shit like that. I hate when y'all say fucking. See, y'all be trying to get me in trouble thinking I'm stupid. I don't be bothering nobody. You can't have what you have and move it the way you move it and men not be bothered.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, but I don't be bothering nobody.
She's laughing. Taylor said, mm-hmm. Y'all both agree with me. Thank you. No more.
Business.
The defense rests.
I be minding my business.
There's no
That's
way
I'm
to have what you have
I'm minding
and
my
move
business.
It how you move it and the man not be bothered. It's not possible.
How is it not possible? I don't know.
Dre.
You?
Of the amount of... Y'all have been to a lot of parties together, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When she shakes that thing that she shakes and moves the way that she moves, how many... Now, I'm not saying that she has taken or gone or, you know what I'm saying, done anything. But how much attention has she garnered at these parties when she starts to do what she does, what she does, what she does?
Oh, she gets a lot of attention, especially when she turned into
Thank
fucking
you.
Sasha Fierce with that goddamn ponytail. And I've just seen the
Thank
post
you.
That you were talking about. Didn't you just say you about to get your ponytail back or some shit?
No,
mm-hmm.
I did not. And ain't said nothing. I just cut my hair. What are you talking about?
Didn't you just say something about your hair?
No, see, Dre, you misunderstood. You thought she said ponytail. She said, I'm about to act a whole donkey. That's what she said. You misunderstood what she said.
When she do that ponytail shit, I don't know her. She turns into Sasha Fierce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she turns into socks.
I ain't had a ponytail in I don't know how long because my hair just grew back.
When she dyed her fucking hair, what color was it? That reddish looking? What color was your hair at the time? When you dyed your shit?
I had some fire red hair.
She dyed her hair fiery red. When I tell you the attitude this heifer had on her, oh my God, she was a totally different person. Every she come pick me up from down for lunch and shit, right? She wanna say, "Hey Dre, how you doing? Let's go, bitch."
You know what I didn't hear? He a lie. No, I don't know what I didn't hear. I didn't hear he a lie. I didn't hear that.
That shit was serious, dog. I swear to God. I literally called her every fucking day after when she done her hair back. I swear to God. I couldn't take it, dog. It was, what was that homecoming or was that your birthday weekend?
It was my hair was red for homecoming until my birthday.
Right. Yeah. Matter of fact, got the video. That's when you started out when you rocked the red fro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the video to this shit. It's somewhere on my Facebook. When she was sitting there, whoa, that black rock came on. Whoa, dancing the whole time, ratchet as hell, red hair, shoes in hand. This was at the Donicon, not the couch. That wasn't even the couch act. That was the Donicon. And that head was red as shit. I had to deal with that shit for the longest. Nigga, I was so ready for that shit to get back to her normal damn color. Then when she finally dyed her hair back to normal color, it finally went back to normal. Hey, Dre. What's going on? What we doing, Bessie? He was back to fucking normal.
Did you hear the nigga voice change?
She was back to fucking normal, dog. Ron, I swear, every word that came out of her mouth was big. We went to Shoney's. Was Shoney's in the mall? The last time we went to Shoney's, right before they closed.
There wasn't no Shoney's. You talking about Ruby Tuesdays in the mall?
Ruby Tuesdays. Yeah, Ruby Tuesdays, Ron. So we in there ordering, right? The dude didn't know if me and Jamie was together or not. Know what I'm saying? This motherfucker ain't said nothing. Nigga walks up. I love your hair. He started talking to her, took her order, walked the fuck off. Then he didn't ask me what the fuck I want. Like, I wasn't even sitting there. Then he came back. Oh, my bad, dog. And so I said, that's fucked up. I said, damn, this nigga didn't even take my fucking order. She was like, you know why? Because I'm in this bitch. I'm out this bitch, and I'm the shit. When she turns into Sasha, y'all can have her, yo. I can't deal with Sasha. I'm telling you.
Again, tell her. I didn't hear he lying. I didn't hear that. I haven't heard it yet.
So she knows. Conversation about that red hair. That's why every time she says something about getting her hair done, and the first thing I say, you ain't getting the damn red in it. She's like, no. I said, okay, you ain't getting the braids in it. She's like, no. Ponytail.
Oh, I am getting some braids in the next, and within the next month, I'm getting some braids.
See? Oh, shit. when she say she's doing one of them three, that's that red hair? Nah. Y'all can have her. Can't deal with it for about at least about a month.
I can't have red hair because of my job.
Oh, that's even better then. Good. Thank God for the airline. Cause that red is something else, boy. Whew.
Shut up. Shut up.
Interesting things we find out about people.
What? I've always been
hey,
the way.
When they say men get a haircut and they should have changed them and then they start acting irregular, get that red dye in your life.
You stupid. You that little hoe?
I'm telling you. Let her dye her hair red and see what the hell happened. It's over with.
If they come up on laxing on this dress code, shoot, mess with me. Okay.
No, you go fuck around. Mm-mm. We don't need you causing fucking friendly skies to become unfriendly.
Whatever. I just don't like adding new people to my circle. I don't like doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. Like, if you sat down and you was like, you know what, you still talk to them, and then, yeah, I do. Your roster ain't changed in 10 years. You goddamn right.
I'm not even going to say anything.
Ain't changed in 10 years.
That's consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did say something.
Consistency is the win. Are you crazy? Mm-mm.
All right, Dre, let me ask you a question. You got anybody
Lord.
In your team from 10 years ago?
Oh, no.
No.
So what you trying to say?
My hoes wasn't loyal. They didn't know how to act. I had to cut them bitches loose.
I hear that. What about five
so
years?
It's true what she said, though. They fall in line. They scared of
them. They're not scared of me.
Oh, them niggas are scared of you. Good. To be a short little something, you got a little something. They scared of you.
They're not scared of me. They like me.
And I'm not trying to say anything if you was asking me. I was just curious. I'm not trying to say anything. Why would I do that?
Because your ass.
Kind of person you think I am?
Nick, Ron.
See, now it seems like I was saying something, but I really wasn't.
I don't believe it.
Is that bullshit? My fucking history is caught up with me again.
You lie, black boy. You lie.
I'm dead serious as a heart attack.
Nope.
Because when I was single, I too had, you know what I'm saying? Some of them back in the, you know what I'm saying? But since I've moved out of state, you know what I mean? I don't have that any longer. But yeah, I mean, I had a little, you know what I'm saying, little team for, you know what I'm saying, consistency. You know, you gotta do that. I'm not gonna ask other young lady on the line. I'm not even gonna do that to a married woman.
What the hell are you doing?
But Dre, years? You got any for 5 years, Dre?
No, that nigga ain't got nothing.
No, I got one. I got one for 5 years ago, but she.
All right.
I don't get to tell like saying about it, but when we lose link up, it is what it is.
This nigga got a bunch of new bitches.
And see, that's the thing. I definitely don't want to get to know nobody new because I don't, the way that people are and the way my stuff is set up, like, you do what? Oh, nigga, I got two jobs and I go to school. You better leave me the fuck alone. But I ain't got time for the bullshit.
You stupid.
I ain't got time for none of that.
See, here go bougie fucking.
It's not even bougie. It's to the point where it's like, look, I have very limited time. don't come to me with no fuck shit, because, nigga, I don't have time for that shit. While you sitting around twiddling your thumbs and trying to decide if you're going to get off work early to go somewhere outside in the middle of the wintertime because it's 70 degrees today, nigga, you're going to get pneumonia. What is wrong with you? Because it's going to be 50 tomorrow. 30 the next day. So, no, I'm not doing no shit with you. No. Then there was this one dude, he was like, hey, I have tickets to a concert on this date. Will you be around? No, I'm on call. I'm more than likely I'll be on a trip. Oh, okay. Now this nigga got, you got Valentine's Day gifts, niggas? Why the fuck was you trying to ask me to go somewhere? You is love.
What, I missed something. The nigga posted some pictures or something with some Valentine's Day gifts?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, no.
Nigga, you lied. Remember, you appreciate it. Nigga, do you know the set of skin?
Did
like,
you say
this
nigga
is
a Tupac song? Did
man.
You just say that this nigga is a Tupac song?
Valentine's Day exposed a whole lot of motherfuckers this year, boy.
And look, listen, Linda. So, my thing is this. Now, you was just asking me on a date. Now you loved and appreciated. I don't even like you, motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck I look like. And you want me to take time out of my schedule to do something with you? Nigga, you already got somebody to do something with. Now, don't act like this. Don't even. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. You ain't that cute. Goodness. Like, oh my God. Like the fuck. But the thing, you standing more liking pictures on my Facebook page. If you don't stop liking my pictures, stop looking at me. And I ain't even, and it's crazy, but I ain't even gave nobody nothing, no new shit for the streets. All y'all been getting is a goddamn uniform. So, I ain't even, so, because Dre was, so I tried on my new boots when I was home. And Dre was like, where you going in them boots? I hadn't decided yet. I did know I got something to wear.
Do I sound fucked up?
It was a little buzzing sound before you started talking.
My bad. I'm sorry. Continue.
But yeah, I don't. And the birthday outfit on this way, and I ain't even got no motherfucking plans for my birthday outfit. But guess what? Bitch got her back out. I love it.
Bitch got her back out.
Yes, I had to buy a special bra for that outfit.
Question. What costs more? All right. A good bra or a good lipstick?
A good bra. Because my bras can run $60. My favorite lip gloss is like 18. No, it's 32.
I'm sorry.
So if your listen, fellas, if your lady is like, look, listen, I need to go buy me some new bras, you niggas better put some shit in on them bras, because them shits ain't fucking cheap. Reason why she probably going is because them motherfuckers is on sale. I need you to go in half with her on them goddamn bras. Or you going to pay for, if you want to pay for them all, that's also wonderful. But at least go in half with her. Send her in there with $100. So she can add another $100. She comes in with $6.
If my motherfucking woman come to me talking about she needs some more fucking bras. I'm going to be like, tell that nigga get you some bras. Because I've been seeing your titties in them same old fucking bras all this time, and you ain't had no fucking problem with them. Now you meet some next nigga, and you want me to go half on some fucking bras? He ain't going half on his motherfucking phone bill. He ain't going half on his rent. Get the fuck out of here.
Why are you asking another nigga to go buy your girl some bras? You nasty.
Why the fuck is he asking me for fucking bras? Get the fuck out of here.
You wouldn't put in on her bra?
I've been looking at them same. I've been sucking them same titties in that same bra. I got one of them fucking hoes in the back for the last 19 months. Fuck out of here.
Listen. No. Just because you've been looking at the same bras don't mean she don't still need no new ones. The fuck? They done been washed multiple times. They starting to feel a little loose. Don't do this. Just because you ain't got no titties to hold up nothing. But you ain't got no titties. You don't understand this shit. You shut the fuck up.
The fuck up. I will shut the fuck up.
You don't even know that. Because you don't know what you are talking about.
I remember one time my mom's back, had to be about 12 years ago, maybe. It was a 10. So my aunt had came into the city, and they went to this bra shop on Atlantic Avenue. Like it had been on Oprah or some real fucking famous bra shop or popular, whatever. $100 for a fucking bra. I was like, oh, shit. Like, mommy, your titties don't even look that nice to be $100
for no fucking bra. You know what? You know what? If she would have punched you in your face, it would have been okay. Oh, no.
Come on, mommy. At the time she was dealing with her man, I'm like, come on, he really still sucking your titties off. Y'all really still do that? You almost 60. All right, I'm sorry. I'm inappropriate. I apologize. You ain't never think about that. Your father's still sucking your body titty.
Nothing. I ain't never thought about it. Never.
I was about to be stupid. I said, what about Nene and Pop Pop? Oh, shit. Nah, fuck that. I'm going to be a grandfather still sucking on my wife's titties. Fuck that.
Okay, well, all right. I mean, if and when I do decide to get married, I'm probably going to be doing some shit for my husband that y'all probably shouldn't think I should be doing. But guess what?
There you go. I mean, even though I've heard of grape juice, I ain't never heard of raisin juice. So I don't know what the fuck I'm going to get for them titties.
I'm done.
You ain't never heard of raisin juice, neither.
No, never, and I don't choose to.
Mm-mm. Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm going to shut up now.
Wow. That's funny. You know what? Next week, y'all want to talk about the Tinder Swindler? Have y'all watched that on Netflix yet?
No, should I watch it?
Yeah, watch it. So next we can talk about the Tinder Swindler. Talk about
that. Can you give me something quick about it, like real quick? A little synopsis.
Okay, so it's about this guy who is on Tinder, and he's swindling women out of money. And I'm talking about money. Not no little shit money, not no $40 fucking dollars. I'm talking about thousands of them bitches. So, and they falling for it.
Tinder Swindler.
It's called Tinder Swindler, and it's on Netflix. It's about an hour and a half long.
Okay, I
yeah.
could do that.
We'll talk about that next one.
And all the kind of swindling that motherfuckers be doing with their tendering?
Look, listen, I ain't even know nobody's tender. I already told you. I already had the same thing for 10 years.
But like I said, when you be doing what you do, what you got, you be tendering.
Dummy, stupid.
Oh, no, I'm done and stupid. Dre said you be causing fucking ruckus in the fucking day party. He just said it.
I just be dancing by myself.
You need more people.
I be dancing by myself, minding my business. And then they don't even walk up and talk to me. They wait to talk to him. Then what's the point? Shut up. Get out of my face.
Wait a minute. What kind of parties you be going to where they talk to Dre at the end of the party? I'm confused. What kind of party?
No, they be like, man, you should hook me up with your friend. Nope, don't do it. I'm okay. That's why he be like, no, you don't want to talk to her. That's she crazy. And
yeah,
monetize
that Dre and try to get some, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think he was able to get back in. I think his phone line dropped.
Well, tell that nigga to motherfucking monetize that shit. Be like, yo, son, all right, you can give my number away for $400.
What?
Or pick a number. You know what I'm saying? Whatever number you pick, just, you know what I'm saying, throw like 3% aside for me.
What?
It was my idea. Fuck. I'm going to bring it to the operation.
Oh, no, not the brains.
Yeah, not the brains.
That's what she said. It's gonna hurt my throat.
We're out of here. We're killing you.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop smoking all day. That's out. All right, I'm in the service. Oh shit.
Not smoking all day.
I mean, I'm off on Friday. Fuck. And I was very responsible. I went. All right, so boom. All right, so boom. Through my job, they have a deal with Red Wings. They give us our work boots. There's a lifetime guarantee that if something happens, you take them back. You know what I'm saying? Certain things they'll fix. The little hooks with the strings go. You know what I'm saying? If they're supposed to be weatherproof, water's getting in, they'll fix that. No shit. I take the shits back to these niggas today. This funky-ass nigga go say, your warranty expired last year. I said, nigga, how the fuck is last year the end of life? The shit said lifetime warranty, nigga. How the fuck are you telling me that the lifetime warranty ended last year? What the fuck? The warranty had corona, nigga? What the fuck is going on? How the fuck is that possible? Alright, no doubt. It's me, though. Alright, no doubt. Obviously, it's me.
It's you. Oh, God, though. I gotta get up and put all this stuff on. All this stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, no doubt.
It's you.
No, it's me. It's me. I'm going to accept that.
Okay, guys.
You
so
know,
next week we're going
to...
Okay.
Oh, man. All right, yeah, so next week we're going to talk about that. I'm going to watch it. We're going
to
talk about
it. So you got all
we're gonna
to
have
watch
a good time.
It. About the Tinder swindling. I hear swindling these women out of all this money. All right, guys. So be good.
They fell for it. It's their fault.
Nothing.
What?
I said it's their fault. They fell for it. Fuck them hoes. Oh, my bad. I said that out loud.
Ain't got nothing to do with me. But I'm about to go to bed. So,
yeah, she go to bed. Me too.
All right. Y'all be
next
good.
Week.
Yeah, next week we'll be here. I don't know what city or state I'm going to be in, but I'll be here. Ooh, it's cold in here. Phew. All right, holler. I'm about to clue the white woman.
All right, now.
All right.
Clue the white woman.
Good night.